Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk.
Listen to a news broadcast. Now the news in brief. The torrential rain we have seen over the past 2 days seems to have moved on towards the north of the country, but it leaves communities behind trying to pick up the pieces. The town of Knoxley Forks saw extensive flooding when the Knoxley River overflowed, and the fire service is still working to pump the water out of the more low-lying parts of the town. Residents have praised their efforts, but criticized the governor for acting slowly and releasing emergency funding for families and individuals who have been driven from their homes and are living in temporary accommodations. The rain also provided cover for 2 prisoners who have escaped from the maximum security facility in Kildare, Warren County. It is still not completely clear how the entire escape was affected, but the prison governor hinted at a well-planned operation with some outside help. There was certainly a getaway car waiting for the convicts when they grappled down from the roof into the visitors' car park, but the real question is how they got up there and why nobody spotted them. A county-wide manhunt has been launched. The race for governor has become even tighter as questions about incumbent Jeff Daniels' handling of financial matters over his past 4 years in office grow. Though any investigation is not likely to begin until an election result has been arrived at, and though Jeff Daniels has strenuously denied any wrongdoing, his numbers have slumped. This seems to indicate that some voters are a little suspicious of his larger-than-life governorship, especially in view of the large budget cuts he has overseen, and they may be ready to give his challenger, the less colorful Mindy Richards, a turn of the reins.
Now you'll hear the second talk again.
Listen to a news broadcast. Now the news in brief. The torrential rain we have seen over the past 2 days seems to have moved on towards the north of the country, but it leaves communities behind trying to pick up the pieces. The town of Knoxley Forks saw extensive flooding when the Knoxley River overflowed, and the fire service is still working to pump the water out of the more low-lying parts of the town. Residents have praised their efforts, but criticized the governor for acting slowly and releasing emergency funding for families and individuals who have been driven from their homes and are living in temporary accommodations. The rain also provided cover for 2 prisoners who have escaped from the maximum security facility in Kildare, Warren County. It is still not completely clear how the entire escape was affected, but the prison governor hinted at a well-planned operation with some outside help. There was certainly a getaway car waiting for the convicts when they grappled down from the roof into the visitors' car park, but the real question is how they got up there and why nobody spotted them. A county-wide manhunt has been launched. The race for governor has become even tighter as questions about incumbent Jeff Daniels' handling of financial matters over his past 4 years in office grow. Though any investigation is not likely to begin until an election result has been arrived at, and though Jeff Daniels has strenuously denied any wrongdoing, his numbers have slumped. This seems to indicate that some voters are a little suspicious of his larger-than-life governorship, especially in view of the large budget cuts he has overseen, and they may be ready to give his challenger, the less colorful Mindy Richards, a turn of the reins.
Question 31.
What is the situation in Knoxley Falls?
Question 32.
What has upset residents?
Question 33.
What is known about the prison break?
Question 34.
Why has Jeff Daniels become less popular?
Question 35.
What does the newsreader mean when she says,
"A turn at the reins"?